Blog Talk Radio. MLPFIN, Season 6, Episode 14, The Cart Before the Pony. Now, basically, the show here, this episode anyway, has to deal with the CMC and, of course, carts. And we're not talking about just any regular cart. We're talking sort of like that soapbox derby type of cart. How it goes. I've never been in a soapbox derby, so don't. Although I have tried to build my own go-kart, though. It's, well, back when I was younger, we had to build our own. Not like today, where you can go into a store and you can find a cart and sit there and say, yeah, I want that. But, technically, as I would say, this show should be pretty easy to evaluate. Now, when I first saw the show, I thought, I'm not liking it too well. But, you know, after a while, like I said, first impressions with me, when I first see a show, I try to take it all in at once. I have to watch it either two or three times. So I've watched this one two to three times. I've even heard other analysts come up and talk about it. And I go, well, maybe I missed that, and I'll go back, and I'll check it out, and I'll sit there and say, yeah, I can see that. You know, because I'm fairly new to doing this, and, of course, I'm going to get things wrong from time to time. But anyway, this is a CMC episode, and the show starts off with the CMC at school. Miss Cheerley comes in, greets them, and she goes, well, today we're going to be learning about physics. It's like, they all sat there and said, what? I looked and it's like, what? Wait a minute, hold up, time out, whoa. They're starting to learn physics now? I never took physics in high school. I took business math. So, but anyway, I mean, they had the same expressions on their faces I had on mine. It's like, wow, really? And then she announced, well, you guys are going to have to learn this, you know, because for tomorrow you're going to be building your own Applewood Derby carts. And, of course, I don't see how they got this traditional Applewood Derby when this is the first time. I mean, we're in our sixth season already. They never had the first time around. But, however, yeah, they're going to bring in something new. That's what got me kind of confused at first. So, anyway, of course, each and every individual pony had to build their own cart with the help of an adult. Well, of course, you know, Apple Bloom, she's going to be asking Applejack and Scooby's gonna be asking Rainbow Dash, and Sweetie Belle's gonna be asking Rarity to help. But before that goes on, the three CMC were discussing amongst themselves what they wanted in a cart. Sweetie Belle turned around and, you know, told Apple Bloom she'd like to build a traditional one. However, she thought that Apple Bloom would be building a traditional one because the Apple family has always won the most traditional cart. But Apple Bloom wanted to build the fastest. So Sweetie Belle ended up doing it more traditional, and Scootaloo, she didn't really, she says she already knows she's fast enough. She wants to build a creative cart. So they go home and ask their sisters if they would like to help. Well, of course, they're all willing to help. You know how it goes, because supposedly they've been the Derby for quite some time ago. And like I said, this is what kind of shocked me. It's like, wait a minute, why wasn't any of this ever mentioned 5 episodes ago or 5 seasons ago? But this is, like I said, this is what threw me off. But as they say, when they throw something new in, they want to shock us a little bit. It's like, okay, no problem. So when they turn around, they tell their respective sisters what they want. Well, of course, you know, Applejack wants to do a traditional one, Rainbow Dash wants to do the fastest one, and Rarity wants to do the most creative, because the last time she ever did a creative car, it came in second. And, of course, all the cars have to end up going across the finish line before they can get their 3 certain awards. So anyway, it turns out that they're all ready to help the girls. Now so they're going, okay. Like I said, Apple Bloom, one of the fastest, AJ said, well, we're building a traditional one. You know, the older sisters didn't want to do what the younger sisters did. They were more interested in doing the carts themselves, which I found this, you know, at first I thought, you know, hey, this is kind of, you know, it's your sister's project. You're supposed to be helping them build the cars, not building the cars yourself. But like I said, Applejack started building an additional one for Apple Bloom, who actually wanted the fastest one. And of course, you know, Rainbow Dash decided to build a fast one instead of a creative one. And Rarity started building a creative one, and Sweetie Belle sat there and wanted the traditional one. So the older ponies are doing all the work. I mean, they're not even letting, you know, the Cutie Mark Crusaders turn around and help them at all. Especially when, you know, the Cutie Mark Crusaders were supposed to build, but the older sisters were supposed to help, not the older sisters build and the younger sisters help, you know. But anyway, here's what some. Now I know some of the funny. One of the funnier parts was that every time when the CMC would try to change the cart, believe it or not, Scootaloo tried to make the fastest cart. She wanted to try to make it look more creative, and she started putting a chicken's head on it and chicken wings. And if you refer back a few seasons where Scootaloo has been called a chicken, this plays right off that. And it kind of dawned on me later on when I heard some other commentators talk about it. I sat there and go, oh, yeah, okay, I see that now. Have a drink here. Nothing like the old-fashioned hot tea. Yeah, I'm out of coffee. I'm also out of alcohol, too, but hey, what can I say? But anyway, that was one of the funniest parts, you know, that I'd seen off of Scootaloo, just trying to get that. Sweetie Belle wasn't, you know, she tried to put some ribbon around it, which, you know, Which I thought Rarity would want around, because Rarity built sort of like a swan car. Of course, Rainbow Dash built sort of like a racer, and Applejack's look like a buckboard. A wagon. That's what she built, a slow wagon. But anyway, forgive me for coughing. It's been one of those weeks. But so anyway, like I said, Scootaloo tried to put the chicken head on the car and, wings, and Rainbow Dash kind of like just got rid of him real quick. Sweetie Belle, she tried to put yellow ribbon, but like I said before, I thought maybe Rarity might want the yellow ribbon around it. Nope, she just took it right off. And Apple Bloom tried to put sort of like one of those air spoilers on the back, and it got kicked off by Applejack, and then she tried to paint flames on the thing, and Applejack came right back around and just painted it over those. But anyway, the song itself, actually, I'm skipping ahead here a little bit. When they were finished, the older sisters were saying their cars, where the younger ones were sitting there, "Don't you mean our cars?" It's like, "Oh yeah, our cars." It's like, well, actually, they were saying our cars in a way of saying, ours, not, the little ones. And so anyway, it comes time for the race, and the older ponies are driving. The younger ponies were supposed to drive the carts. The older ones were supposed to be sitting in the passenger seat. Not these three. Now the song they played, I'm not sure what the title of the song was. We just called Derby Races for the heck of it. As I was now, a lot of commentators have basically put this as sort of like a speed racer type of a, episode. I could see that with the checkered flags and everything else like that there, but it looked a heck of a lot more like the Wacky Races. I kid you not. That's what went through my mind. Anywho, the song Derby Races, they began singing that, and I thought, what would probably make this a little bit more interesting of a show would be probably, and I know I know I did it at least once. I put in Rascal Flatts, "Life Is a Highway," and I watched the race with that song play, and it made it a little bit better. Sorry, but this episode isn't up to par as far as anything from season 5 goes. I mean, season 5 has got season 6 whooped. I don't think they're ever going to match season 5. But anyway, get back to the show. And we will get back to that show in just about 1 minute. I'm going to give you a station identification break. I was going to give you a station identification break.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. But anyway, like I said, the song was okay. But I just decided to put in Rascal Flatts, "Life Is a Highway," and watch it, and it seemed a little bit better. So anyway, the only ones, when the CMC found out they were going to be just passengers, and they just sat there and said, "Hey, we're supposed to drive the cars. We were supposed to, make the designs for it." I mean, they kind of like tried to explain to their sisters that that's what was supposed to happen, but then they kind of like relented and let the older ponies, make the cars because they thought they knew what was best. And going back to when Apple Bloom wanted to do a fast race car other than a traditional kind of cart, Applejack turned around and told her, "Are you an apple or are you an apple?" Sort of like, giving her that stare down, like, because if you're not an apple, just get out of here, you know, one of those type of deals. And I happen to remember back a couple seasons ago about when Apple Bloom was worried about her cutie mark, and she said if her cutie mark wasn't an apple, would she still be a member of the family? And Applejack says, yes, you would always be a member of the family. We would never kick you out. Well, when I heard Applejack say that to Apple Bloom, my first thoughts were, what, you plan on kicking her out of the family because she's not making a traditional cart? You know? I mean, so she wants to go off tradition. So what? But anyway. Now, during the race, and the song is going on, it's going down towards the end, Rainbow Dash is well out in front. Rarity's probably in about second place. And her swan car, being white, still reminded me. Now, this is the one that actually reminded me of Speed Racer when she was able to pull a lever and the swan's wings would come out, stopping other cars from going around. I might be catching a cold, I don't know. But anyway, that's what reminded me of Speed Racer. And, of course, Applejack and his jalopy, which, like, to me, kind of like, wait a minute. I know Applejack is not really super competitive unless it comes down to a rodeo or if she's up against Rainbow Dash doing something. And, you know, I figured she'd want to, you know, turn around and at least place. But that cart was so slow. Like I said, it was just a wagon with wheels as far as I was concerned. You had to push that thing in order to go. And but anyway, and the track itself looked like a big old clover leaf. And which means the racers had to crisscross each other every now and then. And when they showed the race course, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to follow. It's like, now how in the heck are... Where you have to have signs and directions, because not I'm going downhill, I'm making a first left hand turn, I'm going straight into the winner's circle, the heck with you. I'm not going up around this loop, down around this way, up around this loop, back down around this way, and back around this loop and go back in this way. No. But anyway, as the song is going on and starting to end, Rainbow Dash's car tends to lose a wheel. You picked the fine time to leave me a loose wheel. All right. And that's the musical portion of our show. Anyhow, Rainbow Dash loses a wheel, and she's coming. She's, like I said, she's way ahead. She's coming off one clover turn. Rarity, who's, you know, trying to hold back the other competition, taking second place, she's coming down the opposite other way, and right across from her comes AJ in a jalopy. And they all meet in the intersection there. And you guessed it, they crashed. And it's like, and the CMC are just, you know, and just about all the other racers are kind of pissed. And so the CMC turned around, you know, was telling them off, sitting there saying, we were supposed to be driving these cars. We were supposed to be, you know, building them. We wanted to build them our way, but you all wanted to build them your way. And now look what happens. You know, so, and it's like, they just kind of like looked at the CMC, kind of dumbfounded until they sat there and said, this was our project to do. We asked you for help. We were supposed to design it. We were supposed to make it. You were supposed to help us make it. We were also supposed to drive these, not be passengers. Which, you know, which I thought was getting kind of right up the alley of the CMC turning around and standing up to their sister saying, hey, you know, we know you're our big sisters and everything. We know you mean well. We thought, you know, and they kind of like looked at the CMC and was like, why didn't you tell us? It's like, we thought you knew better. You know, so it's kind of like both sides sitting there saying, okay, we wanted it this way. You wanted to turn around and give it to us this way. We accepted the fact because you're our big sisters. because we didn't want to say anything because we thought maybe you meant best, but we didn't mean for you to actually, you know, build the complete, you know, cart on your own and even drive it. So after the accident, they kind of got things, you know, squared away. And I think it was Rainbow Dash who turned around and asked Miss Cheerilee, is there any possible way of having a do-over race? Because they felt kind of sorry for, you know, wrecking up everything. And Miss Cheerilee sat there and said, well, sure, I mean, it's never been done before, but yeah, sure. So they rescheduled a race for later on that day, I guess. So, in other words, they had all the racers had to turn around and rebuild their vehicles. And, of course, Apple Bloom, you know, and the rest of them had to rebuild, you know, their, I mean, almost rebuild it from scratch. But I think what they kind of did is they kind of traded off cars in a way and redesigned them in a quick hurry because Sweetie Belle got her, I think, wait a minute here, let me look. Yeah, Sweetie Belle kind of got her traditional one. It looks kind of almost like the one Applejack built. Maybe it's a little bit different. It's got, you know, just, you know, pad parts here and there that are kind of different. And of course, you know, Scootaloo being kind of creative. I don't think I remember what hers looked like for a second there. But Apple Bloom's kind of like looked like Rainbow Dash's, only more painted up and, you know, stuff like that there. And so one of the rules were on the second race was no older ponies can drive. So I had something come on my PC there for a second. So anyway, the final race, finally, had all the ponies lined up again. Only it was all the younger ponies. There was no adults ponies in the carts, and they went off. And Rainbow Dash, Rarity, and Applejack are all kicking back. You know, actually, they did help them rebuild the cars. Almost forgot this. They did help them rebuild the cars, but you can see that they got kind of greasy. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Rarity. I'm going, Rarity actually got a little bit greasy? Holy crap. You mean she's not running home to bleach herself or, you know. I mean, for those of you who don't know, you know, my favorite pony is Applejack. Best princess is basically Luna. So, anywho, I put Rainbow Dash and then Rarity at the bottom too. But if you want to know why, I think Rainbow Dash is too darn into herself, and, you know, and Rarity, of course, she's too, how can I say it, too snobbish in a way. That's just me. But they're all sitting there. Actually, they got all dirtied up, you know, just by helping the CMC finish up their carts. And like I said, Rarity was just dirty. And usually when Rarity gets dirty, she's just got a, ugh, dirt, get away from me. You know, got to get in. I swear, she can probably lean up against her counter, come up with a little bit of dust, and probably run to the shower. She probably takes about 18 showers a day. You know, it's like, but anyway, they were trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do now that we've done everything for the girls? And Rainbow Dash goes, what? No, Rarity says, I think I got an idea. So they're all sitting out there on lawn chairs drinking, you know, drinks and watching the race. Which, all in all, you know. But anyway, my take on the whole Derby race thing, there was, like I said, the only really funny moments I actually, some of the surprising moments were when the CMC were doing opposite of what their sisters would do. Now I'm counting Rainbow Dash and Scootaloo's sisters, because you can pretty much say that she's an adopted sister. So that's why I put it in that way. The most amazing part to me was, you know, when they decided to more or less switch around, because I, you know, I figured, well, Apple Bloom's going to be wanting to do the traditional one, and, you know, and Scootaloo was wanting to do the fastest one, and, you know, Sweetie Belle was going to do the creative one. You know, that's what I thought. They were going to be just doing it just like our sisters want, but the whole thing switched around. It's like, I go, that's interesting. And now, I knew, like I said, while watching this, I knew that this was going to happen when the sisters took over and started building their cars for them. And I knew for a fact, well, actually, I watched spoilers when I really shouldn't watch spoilers. I really shouldn't. But the song was okay. You know, it was below par. To be perfectly honest. Some of the funny moments was Scootaloo trying to dress her car up as a chicken. anyway, if I was going to give this a rating, I'm not going to give it a very high rating. I'm going to give it a 7.75 out of 10. Because it was pretty predictable, as far as that part goes. The racetrack being a cloverleaf like it was didn't settle with me too well. I mean, a figure eight might have been good, you know, if you wanted some excitement in watching racers cross each other. But this sort of like cloverleaf type looking deal, just, you know. It's an accident waiting to happen. I said a couple of funny parts. I said with Scootaloo and that's about it. That's about the only funny part there was in there. please forgive the noise. My landlord is upstairs trying to rebuild his house, and it's right above my head. I live in the basement of his house, so if you hear anything loud coming from upstairs, please forgive. I don't have a room that I could, you know, panel where it can be soundproofed. I can't build stuff like that down here. But anyway, back to the show at hand. You know, and all in all, you know, it was kind of bland. To tell you the truth, to me, it was one of those It wasn't exciting as most of the other shows. It wasn't degrading as some of the bad ones I've seen. But if you're talking about a bad one, wait until you hear my next one about my next episode. Oh, Lord. But anyway, it's time for me to get out of here. And with that, our ending music, it's time for me to fly, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed my show, and I hope everybody has a good night, and I will catch you next time. I'm out of here, it's time for me to fly.